You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Greg Rubenstein. Dr. Rubenstein is the founder of 57th Street Chiropractic, located in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, where he has been practicing since 1993. He specializes in pediatric and family care, and Dr. Rubenstein is a longstanding member of the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. He is now serving as president of the New York Chiropractic Council. For his hard work and dedication, he was selected as the recipient of the Beacon Award, which is the highest award given by the council, also known as the Chiropractor of the Year for New York State. He's done extensive work in Ethiopia, bringing pediatric chiropractic care to impoverished children. And Dr. Rubenstein is widely considered to be one of the top chiropractors in the U.S. and is also a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today we are going to talk about a very important topic. How does stress affect my health? Hello, Dr. Rubenstein. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, young lady Liz. Everything is good here in New York City. How's everything up by you?
Everything's fantastic, and I'm really excited to have you on with us again today. So let's jump in. Now, could you start by explaining the different types of stress that can affect the body?
Okay, and that's a fair question. There are a lot of different kinds of stress in the body, and from what I understand of the body and everything that I've learned, there's probably three kinds of stress that are most common, right? There's physical, chemical, and emotional stress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a stressor is anything that your body needs to adapt to in order to survive. And adaptation is an important sign of life. All living things have the ability to adapt. And it's what they all must do to survive their environment. For example, if it starts getting very hot in my office, my body makes the adaptation to start to sweat, right? What happens is that the innate intelligence or the wisdom of my body realizes that I'm starting to heat up. So in order to make sure that I don't have heat stroke, it's going to open up those pores. Water is going to come out, and that vapor is going to cool on my body and actually make my body cooler. So it may just maintain the internal temperature. So sweating was an adaptation to the stressor, which was heat. And just like excessive cold could be a stress to our bodies and could be dangerous if we were out there for a long time, would you like to take a guess to the adaptation that our bodies make when it gets cold, Liz?
Can't think.
You start to shiver, right? You get cold. So your body, you know, the innate intelligence of your body starts to tighten up the muscles, and then they shake, and you actually start to generate heat. And both of those adaptations occur in our body without us even thinking about it, right? Our bodies, or that innate intelligence, or the inborn wisdom, or the kingdom of God within you, whatever you want to call it, it realizes that we're getting hot or cold, and if we continue to heat up, we'll end up with heat stroke. If we continue to be in this really cold temperature, that our body's going to shut down. And so those are ways that our bodies make internal adaptations to the stressors of the outside, so our bodies don't only just survive, but actually thrive. Physical stress could be taking a hit on a football field and getting a concussion, crashing your bicycle, or being in a car accident. Those physical stresses will affect the spine, create misalignments, or what we call those vertebral subluxations, put pressure on the delicate spinal nerves, and when those nerves are irritated, that's going to limit the body's ability to adapt, right, because the communication is poor, and it'll lead us to a state of poor health or dysregulation in the body, in addition to causing pain or discomfort. And the last one is emotional stress. And very often, you know, it's kind of like self-inflicted. It's how we react to certain stressors in the environment. You know, and if you were in a crowded room and someone pulled out a gun and shoots it into the air, immediately your body's going to excrete so much adrenaline and so much cortisol that your body's going to be on the highest amount of alert, right? Your visual acuity is up, your auditory acuity is up, your pain sensitivity is higher, your blood flow is higher, your muscles are tighter. All these things happen and increase because your body goes into fight or flight. So it's ready to do whatever it needs to get out of that dangerous situation. So that's fight or flight. But what happens is if we constantly think about certain stressful things in our lives or these bad situations, wherever your mind goes, the body follows. So if my mind is thinking about this horrible accident that I had, you know how you get that feeling and you get tingly and your body cranks out, you know, adrenaline and cortisol because your body chemistry changes with that stress. And that's going to have a deleterious effect on your health. Because if it's in a constant state, people who are in constant stress are the ones who are sick all the time, always coughing and sneezing. Because I think we talked about this in the past, how when the body's in fight or flight, it wants nothing to do with healing. It's only wanting to just survive that situation. Healing happens, again, we talked about with kids, when we're kind of more in that parasympathetic area where we're just healing, relaxing, and resting. When we're all intense and fired up, the body wants nothing to do with healing.
Mm-hmm. Now, that leads to the next question. What role does the hormone cortisol play in how our bodies react to stress?
So cortisol is a huge part of the stress adaptation in the body, and the primary reason that your body secretes cortisol is to do two things in the body. When you're under stress, right, and you're in fight or flight, your body runs on sugar, and your body needs sugar to run your brain and your body, and that's our energy source. So if I need to fight or I need to run away from a situation, right, that sugar needs to be in my blood. So the first thing cortisol does is it stops insulin from doing its job, because insulin's job is to put the sugar away, not leave it in the bloodstream. But when cortisol is around, insulin doesn't come out, and it keeps the sugar in the bloodstream so you have enough energy to fight or run away. And, you know, that's what the fight or flight, you know, mechanism is that's driving the body. It also pushes out adrenaline as well. But the other thing that cortisol does is it alters the body chemistry. And when you're in that state of fight or flight, or your body thinks that it is, right, and we're in sympathetic overdrive, it shuts off our immune system. Now, I want people to understand that running your immune system is what we call very metabolically expensive. It uses a lot of energy to run that system. It also takes a very metabolically expensive to build a baby. When people are pregnant, you're tired all the time, you're definitely lower energy and all that stuff. You know, so we have to understand that, you know, it's about where the body is putting its energy. So if cortisol is floating around, your body doesn't want anything to do with healing. It still thinks it's in fight or flight and it's going to be reactionary. So if we're constantly in that fight or flight and our muscles are constantly tight, pulling the bones, causing them to misalign, irritate the nerves, and create that nerve interference that we talked about, when that nervous system is agitated or overexcited, it makes bad decisions, and we can't live in that place of stress all the time. We all know, we've all been there, we've all seen those people, and those people who are constantly in stress are sick, they're a little bitter, they're angry, they're always missing work, they're always coughing and sneezing. It's really a tough situation, and we need to learn to manage our stress. And sometimes, you know, chiropractic can help with the physical manifestations, but sometimes we need other help to manage our stress as well. And that comes in a different realm from a different practitioner.
Okay. And why do our muscles feel tense and tight when we are under stress?
Oh, I think I already answered this one. But, you know, again, it kind of deals with that physical manifestation of stress. When you know, we kind of think about those stressful situations, our neck muscles become tighter, those taut fibers tend to pull the bone out of alignment and keep it there, and just simply with a chiropractor providing an adjustment provides a quick stretch to the muscles, which lets the muscles relax, and it realigns the vertebrae and gets the pressure off those nerves. And when you open up those nerve channels, the body can then rebalance itself between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerve system, then your body heals, runs, and regulates as it was designed to. You know, chiropractic doesn't really fix anything. It just gets the pressure off the nerves and allows the body to open up those nerve channels, allow the body to communicate within itself to make the best decisions so it can adapt and, like I said, not just survive, but truly thrive in its environment. Optimization of nerve system will allow you to have your best day every day. And I always say, there's no guarantees in life, but when you're well-adjusted, your nerve system works better, everything just works better. It's really about stacking the deck in your favor. There's no guarantee, and it doesn't matter if you're well-adjusted or not. If you step out in front of a bus, you're probably going to get seriously injured. Mm-hmm. But Taking care of your spine and nervous system allows the body the best opportunity to heal, run, regulate, and optimize. And that's really what it's about, stacking the deck in your favor.
Well, you definitely touched on this one already, but maybe we can get a little more specific. So can too much stress make us physically sick or cause other health problems?
Absolutely. And we talked about this, you know, a number of times in a variety of different situations. But stress is, you know, the bane of our existence. And when we're under stress, our body cranks out that adrenaline and cortisol. And, you know, that cortisol has the ability to shut off the immune system. And that immune system, you know, has to run. It uses a lot of energy. And like I said, if that's why when you're sick and you need to heal, you're encouraged to rest. Even your body encourages you to do so. And that's why you feel tired, achy, and that malaise. So when you're sick, it's your own nerve system and your own body's acting intelligently and saying to you, hey, dum-dum, take a rest and allow your body to heal. Because if we take a bunch of pills, potions, and lotions, and we actually might feel better temporarily, we're going to go out there, we're going to start using our energy to do other things and take that away from the immune system, which will make it harder for the body to fight, slower to heal over time, and that'll contribute to other health issues. You know, you think about it, your immune system is what allows your body to regenerate and replace the damaged cells with healthy new ones. If you're cranking out adrenaline and cortisol, those processes don't happen, and your body will continue to break down, and if it breaks down faster than you can heal, you're going to end up in a state of disease or a lack of ease and poor health. So the whole idea behind chiropractic is eliminate that nerve interference, open up those nerve channels, rebalance the spine so we're not living in cortisol and adrenaline you know, plethoras in the body, and then the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerve system is balanced. It's not a miracle that you get your health back. It's just a return to normal nerve system function. The state of health and is normal in the body, and normal is not being healthy, is being healthy, not being sick. So it may be common in our society, but that's not what we're designed to be. We're truly designed to be healthy. And as long as we follow some basic rules, keep our spine and nerve system healthy, and add a couple other things into our health regime, life isn't that complicated.
Okay, and let's sort of close out by summarizing what you did already say. How can chiropractic care and spinal adjustments help the body handle stress?
Oh, wow. I did kind of jump the gun and answer that one. Look, chiropractic care is simple, okay? Stress, tension, poor posture, accidents, falls create misalignments or subluxations. When we have subluxations in the body, it limits the communication. We look at the body and we look at the nerve system, and to me, it just looks like a giant communication center. And when communication in the body works better, the body works better. Just like if I'm the president or CEO and of a large company and have 1,000 employees, if I send an email out and it only goes to 500 of them, well, we're not going to have a coordinated effort as a company, and we're not going to be successful. There's 70 trillion cells in your body that all need to be coordinated and work for the better good of your body. By keeping that nerve system clear, you have the best chance of maintaining a high level of organization, a high level of adaptation in the body, and when the body is functioning at its optimum potential, you're going to be at your best.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rubenstein. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for your time and your help today. And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with Dr. Greg Rubenstein, you can either go online to www.chiropractormidtown.com or call 212-977-7094 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our entire team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to Razorcast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting edge interviews from leading industry professionals.